Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, TV, and even the press say what's the meaning of VATORS. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how the credit throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big trunk jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper.
Alright guys, it is Monday. It's 7 o'clock. Here in the Queen City, we call Charlotte, North Carolina. This is DJ Sean and DJ Doc in 60 Minutes Radio Show here on Hilltop Radio Show. This is a much needed platform. All that's going on, and just heard from President 45 with all that hoopla and nonsense that he was talking a while ago, you know, on the news. Doc, I just want to say welcome to the show, and thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being here on Mondays and Thursday nights where we bring you listeners, you know, current events, you know, special guests, sports, weather, politics, mental health, and
absolutely.
Again, welcome to the show. I appreciate you for being part of the. In 60 minutes, you know.
Right.
We're gonna do
like
60 minutes.
Thank you for the opportunity, you know, that you have placed before me, and I don't take it lightly because it needs to be heard. Like everything that we're gonna talk about needs to be said, and people need to hear what we're talking about.
Right. You know, the family of let's go right into it. We're going to jump on this George Floyd thing real quick.
Okay.
You're a doctor. You're a doctor, and you know, people come to you, and this hurts, and that hurts, and, you know, and you, with 12 years experience or more, you got more years than I do. You know, something hurts, you give him, you know, you give some, prescribe a remedy, or this is what you need to take, blase, blase. But when you get a second opinion from a different type of, from an autopsy people, where is the credibility now gone with the city's state examiner examine this man wrong? And then you have an outside source comes in and says, oh, this is a homicide. There's nothing wrong with this man's heart or anything like that. How credible is that when you're in a position, you know, being paid by the state
right.
to lie? That's pretty much a lie. To lie and
yes.
say, oh, he was diagnosed with this, but now you have two doctors. On one man came back and said, okay, it was where he couldn't breathe. He was
right.
on his stomach, knee and back of the neck, and he was suffocated. Plain
Absolutely.
Simple as that. Brain, blood wasn't going to the brain. So it could have done one or two things. It could have suffocated him or made him a brain dead, pretty much.
Right.
So what is your opinion on this?
So first of all, when I saw where the guy's knee was in his neck, like when it said what happened, I knew exactly what had happened. I told everybody, when that autopsy come back, it's going to come back. You know, that the lack of blood flow was going to be there. Like, he cut his breath off. His knee was right on his jugular vein. Like, if you know the anatomy of the neck, you know that that's a place that where he had pressure that could automatically kill you.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know, after a short period of time. Because he cut off all, like you said, cut off all the circulation, all the blood flow going to his head. So the credibility of that first examiner, you know, they probably are going to charge him. Or if they, you know, if they don't, I would be surprised.
If now, do you think
that, you know, that he's liable and he's, you know, he lied with an intent?
Yeah. Do you think that not thinking that these lawyers for Floyd George's family weren't going to go and seek outside another medical examiner's opinion on this? Do you think your opinion, and I'm going to tell you mine's, that this medical examiner was told to lie?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know if he was told to lie, like, because I didn't even know that it was a, you know, that it was one examiner first and then, you know, they did a follow up. But
mm-hmm.
I would think, like, common sense would tell me that they were going to do a follow up and another follow up because they're going to make sure that they got everything in order. So I'm not surprised that they, you know, that they had another autopsy. But as far as, you know, lying, I don't know how they're going to, like, prove that he just didn't, he made, you know, he called it wrong or he is he inexperienced. But, you know, I'm looking at the anatomy of the neck and I'm looking at where this guy's knee is. And I knew what happened, not even doing the autopsy.
So. Let me ask you this, Doc, before we go any further. How many years of how long you been a doctor?
So I've been a doctor for since 2006, but I've been in the medical field since 2000.
So dealing with
every part of the body.
So you have your time in and you know what you're talking about. So, you know, again, I don't want to hear nobody talking about, oh, you know, she this and that, you know, because you have those people that are opinionated and want to run their mouth just because they can.
Let us go ahead and do our disclaimer. We're here to make opinions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have our own opinion, and they may not be the opinions of our listeners.
Exactly. Right, exactly. So, independent autopsy came in and said that what the medical examiner told the family and released it to the public was a bunch of lies and garbage. This man was murdered. They considered as a homicide. They gave this police officer three? Murder in the third degree is like me getting mad with you, Doc, and pushing you down, and you hit your head and you die.
Absolutely.
That's third degree homicide, third degree murder. This man was murdered in cold blood, not third degree blood, cold blood. Because you saw it. Everybody saw it, and they keep showing,
everybody keeps showing
it still over. You know, social media. So how do you get third degree murder on what he did? And then manslaughter. Third degree or manslaughter?
Right. It's like
how
do
you get manslaughter out of
charge.
It? Get it? The least charge. That's why he was able to make bond at $500,000. He shouldn't have had no damn bond. So now it's up to the court system to now accept this new finding. And it's up to the judge now to revoke his bond and put his ass back in jail until the hearing. That's up to the judge. But more than likely, he or she isn't going to do that, because, you know, everybody's in cahoots with everybody, and, you know, this good old boy system, you know, is still going on strong today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. Anything else you want to say about this Floyd stuff? Because it's irritating. It's another Freddie Gray type of case that happened in Baltimore years and years ago, and nothing came out of that. They acquitted, was it 5 police officers for that? Broke the man's back and mm-hmm. more stuff. Yeah.
Well, I do want to say that it is very taxing on everybody, like everybody collectively, mentally, physically, because, you know, we shouldn't want to be, like, it's like now, you know, everybody's doing the protests and everybody's doing the you know, tearing up their communities, but still, it's like, that's not the solution to the problem. You know, we can't add to the problem. We got to be the solution. So my thing is, where do we go with this now? Like, we can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it, but where do we take it from here? We got a lot of frustrated people in this world because of this, well, this one situation, but all the situations that led up to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go, DJ Sean? Where do we take this situation and make it? You can't make nothing good out of it.
Well, I think I said this on the show the other night. You take it to November when
Absolutely.
These young people need to get out and vote and get the right people in office. And hoping that we get the right people in office that's going to fix these F-ups that 45 has been doing since he's been in office. You mm-hmm. can't keep nobody in office because they're either quitting or he's firing them. He's calling, you know, police and mayors and governors. He's calling them weak. He's calling them, you know, he's worried about Twitter, you know, trying to make a campaign against Twitter. You know, he's worried too much calling people thugs instead of getting up there and say, we need to have a meeting with everybody and let's have a sit down and figure out a solution that's going to create this problem with the police brutality. But hell, you're the one that caused it when you got here. Yes, we had a little bit of it when Obama's people was in here. Nothing, you know, the Department of Justice let some stuff go. That's true. But when you're a racist and you bring in racist mm-hmm. people and you put racist
right.
people into place, you have some, if you really look at some of these officers' tattoos and stuff and look at all the protesters that are really helped
mm-hmm.
that are in the black community, they're white people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm gonna go to you real quick. And then I want to say this about LL Cool J. LL Cool J went on, I think it was yesterday, talking about how does the biracial people feel about what's going on? That's a ignorant and stupid ass question to say on social media. What does the biracial people feel? We feel I'm biracial, so I feel the same way as you feel, Doc. I feel the same way as my mother feels. I feel the same way as innocent people feel when someone is being murdered, whether you're white or black. It doesn't matter. For you to be a icon in the music business, that was something real stupid to say. Real stupid to say. And then people jumping on his, you know, on his social media and commending him for saying something stupid like that. That was dumb. It doesn't matter if you're biracial or not.
Right.
They just fans that want to boost someone up. So my credibility for LL Cool J is gone. I will never play his music on my radio show. I don't give a damn who it is. Who don't like it?
I too am. I'm multiracial as well, and you know, I wouldn't even never thought to say anything like why would you even say anything like that?
Exactly.
And think it's okay. And think it's okay. But a lot of people do a lot of things and not think about the repercussions or the next part. And it's already done. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and then everybody's clapping their hands because he's going off on, you know, people on Instagram and this and that. That's pathetic. And you people that applaud something stupid like that are pathetic too. Exactly. That's why I always open that's why I always put the radio show number on the flyers. If you have something to say, call the show and say it. You're welcome to say what you gotta say. But you can go on to one person's and commend him for saying something stupid. Why? Because he's who he is and CSI and this and that. I don't care about nothing like that. My mother was black, my father's white. It ain't make a difference. My grandmother's brothers and sisters, we were taught. My grandmother Myrie taught everybody was equal in color. So if you feel comfortable dating a Chinese man or marrying a Chinese man, that's your prerogative. Everybody bleeds the same as red.
Absolutely.
Everybody has their opinion. And your opinion is your opinion, but some of y'all have some fucked up, stupid ass opinions where you just need to shut your mouth and as they say back, as the old folks say, think about before you talk about it. Think about it before you say it.
Right.
That was dumb.
And I just want to kind of go back to what you said about November, because I think that's like really important that we kind of really, you know, go in on that, because a lot of young people feel like it's not necessary for them to go to the polls. It's not necessary for you to go to the polls, but it's necessary for you to go tear up your community.
That's what they want to do.
So once again, how do we make that happen? Like, where do we start? We need to let them know that this is important. Like, you need to vote and be a voice.
Oh yeah, and then you can understand. Well, they tell you now when you get your permit, do you want to sign up and get your voter registration card? You know what I'm saying? You can go to the post office and do it. The DMV does it for you for free. There's nothing
that
you have.
It's
free.
They should put it on some of these social medias, like register to vote first before you register to get on Twitter.
Yeah.
Register to vote before you register to get on IG. That should be like, you know, like step one of getting on social media.
But they'll post somebody fighting before they even post something that's more important than getting than registering to vote, given your right to put someone in place where we shouldn't even have these issues all over the United States. And it goes back to what I said a week ago. Where are our leaders at? Who are we to stand by now? He's gone. Malcolm X was dead. He was conspiring to kill him. The government killed him. So it's People are only going to say but so much, and act on what other people act.
Right.
So Thursday night, I just want to let everybody know everything's been confirmed for Thursday night. We do have Dr. Edward Sutton. He is a activist. He was one of the key activists for the Freddie Gray murder in Baltimore. He will be on with us, Doc Holliday, Thursday night here on DJ Sean and Doc Honeycutt in 60 Minutes. He will be on, just got it confirmed, just got the confirmed text from him. He will be on with us. And Pastor Virgil, Mr. Virgil Pinckney from Los Angeles, California. He's an activist out there as well. And he will be with us, on with us as well, Thursday, on this brand new talk show. This is what we needed. This is for you guys out there listening. You know what I mean? If you have something that you want to get off your chest and talk about it, you can call in at 516-595-8110. And again, Doc, I really appreciate. I know you do a lot. You do a whole lot for the community and for the city. And again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being a part of this show, the talk show, and Wednesday night as well. You bring a whole new vibe.
Yay! All in. I'm in.
So Doc, what I want to jump on you. I want to go to you now and give you the floor. We work together. Me and you work together. We work for police agency. We're friends. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we hang out together. Our kids, you know, together. We do picnics together. You're always at my house. I'm always at your house. We're partners. We came in at the same time. We've been with the same police for, say, 18 years. I do something where I'm not listening to you as a friend and as a partner. And I just mm-hmm. take it upon myself to go outside the stream. As a police officer, and a officer that does this particular stuff like the officer did to Floyd, the mental health. Mm-hmm. Where does the mental health get worse, or do you go seek someone to talk to right then and there, or like some people just put it off? What you're a mental health awareness. You hard on it. Your opinion.
My opinion.
Your opinion.
Right. So let me just say.
Give us your opinion. Okay.
So I just want to say that, you know, I am a doctor here, and you know, locally, but my passion is mental health and mental illness, because I just feel like nobody wants to talk about it because of the stigma that has been attached to it from our community, because they want to do what they've been doing with everything else. They want to sweep it under the rug and think it's going to go away. And it's not going to go away. So if it's not going to go away, just like the pandemic that's going on, we have to address what's going on and make sure people get the help that they need. This guy probably needed help way back when and swept it under the rug. And I'm sure that if he had a partner, his partner saw that he was acting out and showing anger, you know, against probably certain, you know, a certain culture or certain community.
Mm-hmm.
And if you turn the other cheek, you're as guilty as he is. So if I saw that you were acting out, I would first come to you as me being loyal to you as your partner, for us to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully at that point, maybe you didn't even realize that you were acting out or, you know, having some mental things going on. But once again, when things are going on, people act out and they show characteristics of them having different things. So at that point, you listen to me, hopefully, but if you don't, I can't condone somebody that's doing things that could hurt my credibility as well as theirs. You know what I'm saying? If I know that something's going to come back on me and my career and my credibility, we're going to have to do something different. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to have to go a little bit further and talk to somebody else, because I know that there's something going on. So, you know, maybe I will start with our chief of police.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to them first. So they can start seeing if they recognize anything. And then if they recognize, you know, they can take it from there. But if everybody act like nothing's going on, they're all guilty too.
Well,
and many people are confused by mental illness, and many will claim that they simply that it does not exist because they're ashamed.
And do this for me, Doc, for people that are trying to figure out. Explain what is the term and the meaning mental illness.
Well, mental health is essential mm-hmm. for our everyday lives. And most people are able to go through life without, you know, any glitches. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes things get a little interrupted. You know, if you feel like you want to be alone, you want to be by yourself, you alienate yourself, or you're up and down, you're cold and hot, you're mad, then you're not mad, you hear voices, those things that we don't normally do those things if our mental health is where it needs to be.
Mm.
PTSD, you know, traumatic stress, which a lot of people are going to experience because of the pandemic, one, and this, you know, the other things that's going on in the community with our black men.
Exactly.
Watch this stuff on TV. Like, we, you know, I'm watching this. It's on right now on my TV. This guy got his knee in his the guy's neck.
Mm-hmm.
Who would that not affect? I have children. I have a son. That would affect everybody, like the whole world, if they saw that. And they're human. But anything that you mentally don't normally, you know, feel, or like I said, you want to be by yourself, or you're hearing things, or you start talking to yourself, or you hear voices, like mental illness comes in many different ways. And you know your norm from your abnorm. Being frightened, fear, stress. Stress is a mental illness. Because it starts mentally. And from the mental, it makes you your heart react and your heart palpate fast. That's why we try to do like a talk-down technique. Because we have to talk the mind down so the body and the mind can be one entity.
Mhm. Now, is some people do, you know, seek help, and some people that need the help think that they don't need help. You know, they think that it's their homeboys are teasing them and things like that. I mean, if it was me, I'd rather seek the help and care about what someone else says, because they're probably going through the same thing and they're not even knowing it. But do it different zone, different way. Because like you said, it comes in so many ways, right?
It comes in so many ways. And a lot of the characteristics to different mental illnesses can be so close. That's why you definitely want to make sure you go to a psychiatrist. You want to go to someone that specializes in mental health so you can get the correct treatment that you need. And therapy and treatment work hand in hand. So you can start out with your medical practitioner and they can refer you to somebody, but you definitely need to see a mental health practitioner. If you think that you're going through depression, if you think that you have PTSD, if you think that you have personality disorders, bipolar, you know, just anything that's keeping you from being mentally healthy. And some people ignore it because some people think, they don't think they have a problem. They think it's everybody else.
Hmm. That's crazy. So let's shift a little bit here, Doc. I have CNN up while we're talking, and you have the news on as well. So this is coming out of Louisville, Kentucky. It had been the police chief of Kentucky has been fired after two of his police officers were involved in a fatal shooting of a man during the protest over George Floyd's death. Had not activated. They didn't even activate their body cameras. And the mayor, Louisville mayor, Greg Fisher, quote, this is him quoting, I'm quoting Mr. Fisher, that this type of institutional failure will not be tolerated. So you have a police chief that known that your two officers shot a man, and the man was identified as David McAtee, which is a local business owner. You heard what I said? He was a business owner.
Right.
And he arrested these officers. I mean, these officers killed this man. He had a well-known barbecue business. Yeah. So now we're seeing what mayors should have been doing in the beginning. Firing the police chiefs and the officers for ignorance, as they call, it's justifiable. No, unjustifiable deaths. You know, the young man that was jogging, he was like a slave running away from the plantation, and the slave handlers chasing him down like, you know, they're running on horses and dogs, chasing this man.
Right.
Trying to pin him. Right. And shooting him in cold blood.
Yep. And my thing is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, you go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, these are all the ones that we know about. Like, how many times that has this happened to people, to victims that we don't even know about because there was no body cam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How many times in the past has this happened that we don't know about? These are the ones that we know about. Like, and I see why people get so angry, because right now, like, I'm so worked up.
I am too. Because
about this thing.
Here's something I always thought. They put, you know, these white people hanging, lynching and murdering black folks, and they sit around and take pictures. Now everybody in that picture, how come they're not using their forensic scientists and artists? You know, the art form and stuff, and go out to see if some of these people are still alive today and charge them with murder, because there's no statutory limit on the word murder. They're all conspired. They all conspire. They're there. So if I rob a bank and you're sitting in a car, guess what? You're going to get charged with robbing the bank too, because you were there with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I always thought about that. You know, why aren't these people being soft for? But, you know, our good old judicial system, the one that's supposed to be protecting us, doesn't do what they're supposed to be doing. And then again, You know, we vote for these people to be in office, and nothing happens. You know, you got a president.
I'm going to turn it as well. I want to ask you the question that you asked me about, you know, we're partners, and, you know, we ride or die, and I start acting out, or, you notice some different things that can mess up your credibility and your career as well, your family, everything. How would you handle that?
First of all, as a citizen of the police officer that I just now, again, this is my opinion, people.
Absolutely.
If I know that what you're doing is wrong and I'm going to get in trouble with it by being with you, I'm going to be like, yo, man, come on, man. You know, the man can't breathe. Come on, man. You got to stop this because,
right.
You know, you know, what you're doing isn't right. You know, it's not right. Let's let the man up, you know, and put him in a police car. But, and then if you're mad with me, then you just have to stay mad with me until we can discuss it one-on-one. And then at that point in time, me having a family, and I'm going to allow you to take food out of my kids' mouths because what you're doing is wrong. I can't afford to lose my job behind something that I'm going to get in trouble with down the line for something that you're getting ready to do and knowing that it's not right. That police officer
right.
standing there in front of that and trying to block these cameras should have grabbed that man by his arm and said, come on, man, it's enough. So now you got not only one man charged, you got four men charged, and now all four of them lost their damn jobs because they all scared.
Family
too. Mm-hmm. Because I'm scared to say, you might be on the force longer than me, but I'm scared to tell you, man, come on, man, enough's enough. You have three other men out there. So what you're trying to tell me is you wearing female panties underneath your uniform? You're not men? And this should be everywhere. This should be everywhere. Even if I'm in the community and my homeboy goes and starts something, gets ready to do something. Nah, man, come on, man. We're not here for that. Come on, man.
Absolutely.
We're here to have a good time and stuff.
Right.
And that's credibility.
Right.
So my family's going to be mad with me because she is your partner. How come you didn't make her stop? So now you ain't got a job because of you didn't step in and make her stop. Now your mental health is really going to set in because my wife's getting ready to divorce me and take the kids.
Right. And I think his wife filed for divorce and he's on suicide watch right now. But that picture that they keep showing on TV, he looked like he was already dead. Like he was dead on that picture, the way it looks to me.
Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong, but if he wasn't, he was near.
Near. Near.
Yeah.
This is DJ Sean and D and Doc Honeycutt in 60 minutes radio show here on Hilltop Radio Show. We're gonna Doc, let's jump to a quick commercial and we'll be right back here on the new talk show here on Hilltop. We want to thank everybody that's tuned in and everybody that's understanding what the cause is and what we're trying to do here. I really appreciate everyone that follows and listens to the Hilltop, you know, on a daily basis. So we'll be right back.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. For more information, go to everybodysphonecompany.com or you can call 713-268-1610. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
Yo, this is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at urbit.com/SCOOTBEATZ. And that's urbit.com/Scoop Beats. Also on beatstars.com/SCOOTBEATZ. That's beatstars/Scoop Beats. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. That's facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. Y'all have a blessing.
All right, we're back. It's DJ Sean and Doc Honeycutt in 60 yeah. minutes. This is our radio show, and we do what it is doing here on Hilltop Radio Show. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of the show. Thank you for allowing us to, come to your airwaves. A lot of cities and a lot of states are on curfew due to mm-hmm. the George Floyd, violence that took his life up in Minnesota. Now find out a independent autopsy came in and said, you got to determine this as a homicide. So again, if I'm not wrong, I'm just going off of what I hear and listen to. This man should be taken back in front of the judge this week and charged with murder, first degree murder, not third degree, not manslaughter, first degree murder. And mm-hmm. he should be, if he's out, his bond should be revoked and he should have no bond, and they should return his ass back to jail and get him, let his family or whoever get him, a little defense team together and make it look like that, George Floyd was doing something wrong. And, but the thing about it is mm-hmm. these two individuals work together on a security team. They work together.
Wow. Really?
So me as a police officer, and I know this man, I work with this man, I'm be like, yo, man, come on, man. You know I know you, man. What's going on, man? Come on, talk to
right,
me.
Right, absolutely.
What's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. my question as a defense attorney, and quote, would be in court, man, come on. You work with this man. Why, mm-hmm. if you work this man at in security, why wouldn't you say, come on, George, man, come on, let's talk about this, man, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
No, you had a whole different agenda,
right?
And Doc, I just want to say this real quick, and this is my opinion too.
Okay,
I think all these police officers in these cities that's been on social media site kneeling down with these with the African Americans
mm-hmm.
and protesting with them. I think it's all act. I think it's all a con. I think it's something to like a diversion to mm-hmm. okay, the police is siding with us. I think they were told to do that to avoid the conflict and tearing your city and destroying businesses. I really think it's a show. It's an act. I really do. I really do. Until you can prove me wrong right now, I think it's an act. I think it's something to get these protesters' minds off of what's going on in front of them. And I think each when you go into a police station, the first thing you do is everybody's in a room, and your commander goes over, you know, this is what we got going on tonight. Such and such, you know, Officer Fisher and Honeycutt, you gonna, you know, work the Southern District, you know, this is y'all area and this and that. So who's to say the commander said, okay, Honeycutt and Fisher, you guys go and interact with the protesters and kneel with them like you guys are for them. Who's to say that's not what's being told to these police officers? Until you get proved to me different, I still believe it's a bunch of BS. That's my opinion.
At this point, we don't know, you know, we don't know from one point to another. We don't know what's going on. It's like everything is all over the place. Like, everything is just controlled. Just, everybody's just running on what laws they want. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's making their own rules. So we don't know from one point to another, you know, what they be telling people to do.
I just want to shout out Lady Razzmatazz. She's on with us on Thursday nights here on the plug. She is tuned in and listening to the show as well. Thank you, Lady Raz, for supporting us here on the minutes. Appreciate you. And she says that New York curfew starts at 11:30 and won't end till 5 a.m. in the morning. California started at 6 o'clock. 6 to 6. Thank you, Lady Razzmatazz, for being part of the show. Appreciate that. Yeah.
So, DJ, if I could, I did want to go back and give you a great definition of what mental illness is. And this is coming from out of one of my books, He Couldn't Have Me, So He Attacked My Loved One, Mental Illness. And my definition in my book was, mental health is essential for everyday life. Most people are able to go through life without any glitches in their mental process, but others seem to have constant interruptions. It is these interruptions that shows us that there is something going wrong in the brain, and these individuals, and that there are an existing problem. So when you have glitches and interruptions in your brain, that lets you know that there's something going on.
Wow.
To make you seek, professional help.
Wow. And Doc, how many books have you written over the years?
So I've written 7 books. Published 7 books, but all of them are not mental health and mental illness.
Right.
Some are, you know, they're motivational, health and wellness, you know, of some kind. But I have 2 that are directed towards mental health and mental illness.
Okay. What's the name of those 2 books again? For people out there listening, can you give the name of those 2 books and where they can go and seek them?
Yes. He Couldn't Have Me, So He Attacked My Loved One, Mental Illness. And the other one is Better Mind, Better Me. And you can find both of my books on lulu.com/Doc Honeycutt/Spotlight/Doc Honeycutt 1213. And you go on there, you can see all of my books and publications.
All right. So again, I want to thank everybody for... I'm sorry, Doc. Say it again. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you for letting me give my information about my book. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. So again, everybody, I want to thank everybody for tuning in for allowing us to come to you guys here again on Hilltop Radio Show. Not only are we going to be here on Monday nights, but we're going to be back on Thursdays. So Monday and Thursdays, starting at 7 p.m., you don't want to miss Thursday night show. We, you know, just that quick, just by networking with the right people, I'm able to get, some good activists, especially Dr. Edward Sutton. He pretty much is, I mean, when he talks, everybody listens there in Baltimore. And he, if you're not from Baltimore, don't come in the streets of Baltimore thinking that you're going to be disruptful and you're going to tear stuff up, because this man, an original original gangster in the streets of Baltimore, he's not having it. This man is over 6 feet tall, and he does a lot of work in Baltimore and outside of Baltimore as well, in other cities, other major cities up and down the East Coast. Trust me. I had opportunity to meet him and whatnot, and it's like when E.F. Hutton talks, everybody listens. Dr. Sutton talks, everybody pays attention. Yes.
Well, I'm super excited to hear Dr. Sutton.
Yeah. So
that'd be great.
Pretty much, and then we're going to be bringing people on different issues and things like that. Authors, we're going to be talking a little bit about sports. We'll have sports figures on. Of course, we got to, keep the mental health issues, in hand and intact. Politics. And we're pretty much going to be telling you guys, if you have 18-year-olds in your house, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, go get them voter registration cards. Go get them signed up. If they can understand Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, PlayStation, Xbox, and all that other crap, they can understand how important it is to go vote.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Right.
Real talk.
DJ, I just want to know, we both host, so I just wanted to know, why did you feel that it was a need to bring the show back?
Radio and is a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're able to do your own thing, you pretty much come up with your own program and stuff. And
right.
With what's going on, with the world, and people forgot all about, COVID-19 all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They just said, fuck that. We're going to do our thing.
Right.
It's needed to keep. I did it to keep people informed on what's going on. My grandparents used to tell me and my brother. They used to say, turn them damn cartoons off, turn the news on so you can see what the hell is going on in the world today. And when I get up, the first thing, and my mother could tell you, when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do, I turn the news on, and I watch the news till noon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I go from CBS to ABC to NBC to CNN and to MSNBC. That's they're my news outlets. And
right.
I do all that. By the time I wake up, sometimes at 8 or 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock, my face is in watching the news.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes I go on the computer to, while I'm working, sometimes I tune in to CNN on the computer just to see what's going on in crime and justice.
Mm-hmm.
So then I talked to Mr. Leroy Johnson today, and some things that he was talking about understood, made some sense. And I don't know, Doc, it was just something that came to me at night, said, you need to go back to your talk show. You need to go
right.
back to educating. If I can educate you into your music and getting a record deal and making money with your music and putting you on shows and creating stuff for people, I can create a radio show Mm-hmm. Which is soon everybody is going to be converted into a TV show, because me and Doc is going to be doing this live soon on the Roku device, and we're going to be in the same room together doing this thing because it's needed. And
yes.
And if everybody would get together, and this comes from Professor X out of Louisiana. I need to get him back on the show as well, too. He's an activist as well, too. He said that, quote him, that he said if everybody would get together that has radio and come together as one, do you know how much power we have in the media?
Oh, yeah.
On the internet?
Yeah. Oh,
think
yeah.
about it. And if everybody had... say 5,000 followers, and those 5,000 followers all had voter registration cards, and you had 500 radio stations. That's a lot of people. That's a million right
there.
That's
a whole lot of people. Right.
A whole lot of people with registration cards. So, I parents that have grandkids and young adults that getting ready to turn 18, you know, yeah, go buy them balloons, go buy them a birthday card, but in that birthday card, put a voter registration sign up in that card when you put the money in that card. You know, give them that. Give them that as a present. See, I'm trying to prepare my kids for a future that, you know, Pop-Pop's not going to be here, or Dad's not going to be here.
Right.
And how is the history books is going to talk about this moment in history 100 years from now, or 50
this
years from now?
This will be history.
Exactly.
This will be history. So.
But Doc, here's the thing. How would they word that?
Right.
How would they talk about President 45? What did he do for America? You know, just like Mr. Johnson said too, you know, foreign countries, if the government fucks up, guess what? They oust their asses out of there. And they bring in somebody else, they'll vote for somebody else right then and there. But he said we're made up of three individuals.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Democrats. Two is the Republicans. And guess what three is? The media.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own opinion on everything.
Everybody.
Think about it. Everybody.
Yep.
The Democrats hate the Republicans. The Republicans hate the Democrats. The Democrats are trying to be for the people. The Republicans are for the rich. The hell with the poor. So that's why they created the welfare. That's why they created the food stamps. That's why they gave the stimulus checks to keep, you know, to keep people quiet over this epidemic that was created by, there was money in place to keep this from happening. But you're so gung-ho on hating a black man that everything that he's accomplished and done, you're trying to take it away because that's who you are. You want to really be a dictator. He wants to be a king. He doesn't want he doesn't want president in front of him. He wants to be King Trump. That's what he wants. And you going back to a 1870 law to bring in the military. That's a coward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Get up off your ass, go out and go any other time you're ready. You can run to the golf course, but you can't run to Minneapolis. You can't run to Atlanta. You can't run to Columbia, South Carolina, where these people voted your ass in, where you just stole the elections to get an office, and you can't fix the problem. You're being the problem, too.
Absolutely.
You're being disrespectful. You take your time on getting aid. you know, you take your time on opening up America because of the billionaires are complaining that they're not making any money, and they're sitting there with, you know, with 12, 13 figure discount, you know, 12, 13 figures in their bank account, but they're going broke.
Right. Like, I don't understand a lot of the things and a lot of the decisions that, like, where did you get this from? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you even come up with this decision to do whatever? It just don't seem right. It's just, like, I'd be trying to figure out half the time, why did you do that? 45? Why did you do that?
Well, my president is God, so, you know, I'm not letting nobody come in and tear my family up because of you can't be a man. Yeah, everybody gets out of bed and put their pants on different. Everybody puts their belt on different.
How do you feel about, and I know it's about time for us to close up, but how do you feel about how everybody is going against the governor of our state, you know, with the different phases of opening the city back up? It's like everybody's starting to do what the hell they want to do. So how do you feel about that?
Well, here's my opinion. Okay. Doc Honeycutt, you worth $567 million. You live in the state of North Carolina. You have 17 businesses, successful businesses all over North Carolina, from the county line from the state line to the other state line to the other state line. What I mean, Virginia, Tennessee, West Virginia, or wherever. And in total revenue, you make a little bit over, say, $98 million a year in all your businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Separate. So,
right.
I gave you $17 million for your, and you'll see where I'm going with this. I gave you $17 million for your campaign contributions to become the governor of North Carolina. So, me as a bully, what's the first thing I'm going to tell you? If you don't open up my damn business, if you don't open up North Carolina so I can get my businesses going, when it's time for you to come for re-elections, don't expect no money from my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have 10 other business owners doing that to you, what you going to do? And you want to go up re-election and you don't want to lose that money. What you going to do?
Right. I mean, he's, you know, he's opening, but I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, the small business owners just in the community. Like, they're opening up the gyms on their own. You know, they're opening things that, you know,
well,
churches. They decided that they were going to open churches back up on their own.
That's ignorant. That's the ignorance because okay, let's jump to the churches. The pastors, reverends, and bishops, and, you know, whatever, they rely on what? The churches.
Tithes
and offerings. To run their households, pay the bills, and some pastors and stuff don't work. Some do work. Some do hold 9 to 5, some don't. Some rely on depending on the size of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're missing that 3 or 4 tithes on Sundays and you're missing and you have over 1,000 members and each member is paying their tithes 10% of what they're making, that's a lot of money on Sunday. That's a lot of money that's not in your damn bank account. So, of course,
yeah.
you're missing out of that money, and you're going to do the opposite of which what someone told you not to do, and you're going to do it. Why? Because you're greedy. Small business owners, you know, there are things called grants that you have should have already set in place in case of things like this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, no one doesn't prepare themselves for, you know, for the future. People prepare themselves for, what's going to happen tomorrow?
Right now.
You know, right now. What's going to happen if a hurricane comes up the coast and does worse what it has been doing in years? You know, we just had a tornado come through and knock trees down all over Charlotte. Look how long people was out of power because they took their time. They took their time. They take their time in getting in the certain communities and neighborhoods to fix the issue. That's real talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Doc Honeycutt, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media.
Hey. Okay, everybody. Go follow me right now. If you're under the sound of my voice, go follow me on Doc Honeycutt Enterprises on IG and Doc Honeycutt on Facebook. I got a lot of cool things on there. I have my TV promos on there. Go check me out. Let me know that you're listening to us on, almost every night now, but I'm on Hilltop Radio on Mondays and Thursdays on DJ Sean and I's talk show. And on Wednesday night, on Love After Dark, The Quiet Storm. So, yeah. I'm very findable. You can find me.
Excuse me. That's right. This Wednesday night here on The Quiet Storm, Love After Dark, we got the one and only Love making great music from the Delphonics. Greg Hill and the Delphonics will be on with us Wednesday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. On Friday night, we got the Mary Jane Girls will be with us. And the Mary Jane Girls will be with us next week. We got Keith Burke will be with us Friday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. That's Black Friday. So, Doc, any people you want to shout out as well out there? Beauties and Bikers, you're doing a big show with them. Also let the people know how do you qualify to be a beauty and a biker?
Hit me up if you think you got what it takes. You ride a motorcycle and you a badass chick, just all the way around. Hit me up, inbox me, Doc Honeycutt Enterprises on IG, and you know, we'll talk about it, definitely. But, you know, you can check out my shows, too. It's okay? Is it cool for me to say where you can find my shows, DJ?
Oh, hell yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, find my... And like you said, like DJ Sean said, you know, the show will be on a major platform very soon as well. But you can go to the On Channel, and you can also go to Indie Central TV Network. And you can, both of those are powered by Roku, Fire Stick, Google Play, Android, Apple TV, the Xbox, and we're also on cable. So we're on Spectrum 21, and we're on UVerse 99. So we're worldwide. We're in like 4 billion homes worldwide.
All right. Well, again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in here. We'll be back on Thursday with another show here on DJ Sean and Doc Honeycutt in 60 minutes. Make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be real good educational on Thursday with Dr. Edward Sutton and Pastor Virgil Pinckney here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Make sure you want to tune back in with me here at 9 o'clock. We got the Indie Artist Live Radio Show. We are showcasing the artist Matt Grandy, the artist, and he's all AKA the artist M16. He will be with me and some of the best DJs in the business here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And then also you guys can tune in on Tuesday, Chronicles of a DJ, Life Behind the Turntables. We got the one and only. He was with NWA. That's right, Niggas With an Attitude, when they first came out in the posse. He was one of the posse. DJ King Scratch will be with us talking about his days with NWA, talking about Eazy-E, talking about Tupac, talking about Death Row. He is going to be with us on Tuesday night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So you guys be good, be blessed. Doc, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
love
you. Thank
you.
And we'll be back in the house on Thursday at 7 p.m., y'all. Thank you for having us. You guys have a good, good night. And peace.
Good night, y'all.